Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Howdy, everybody. It is competition time. Hello. We have some people, very eager people, waiting for the stream to start. I am Claire. I am the owner of Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel and accompanying podcast. And today is a little bit beyond the end of the month because, howdy, everybody, I was at the Lakeland 50 this weekend. And I met a couple of patrons there, which was really, really fantastic. I met Phil Haddock and Hannah Greenlee. And I also saw Hannah on the way around, which was really lovely because we had a really nice chat several times. We bumped into each other and bumped into Phil at registration and around and about just before the start as well. So congratulations to Phil for doing 35 miles of the Lakeland 50, finishing in Ambleside, an excellent place to finish. It was a really, really good atmosphere there. And congratulations to Hannah as well for completing the full event. Massive kudos to both for just getting such awesome distances done. It was really nice to meet you there. And yeah, I really recommend the event. It's really well organised. You hit all the things you hear are true. The marshals are brilliant. The checkpoints are brilliant. It's a real kind of party town atmosphere in all the checkpoints. I was a little bit sad because I was going, you know, trying to get a really good time. In the end, I got a much better time than I thought, which was amazing. I didn't really spend a lot of time in the checkpoints, but if you were doing like the 100 miler or you were just going for a nice kind of walk rather than like a run to test yourself, then staying for like 10, 15, even half an hour in all of those checkpoints would have been really, really fantastic thing to do because there was loads of food there. There was like fairy lights, there was disco lights, there was music, there was marshals dressed up in fancy dress, and there was all sorts of decorations as well. So yeah, it was a really, really fantastic event. Hats off to everybody who organises that event because I know they do put a massive lot into that whole weekend, and I really recommend it to everybody. So get your fingers on the mouse button for next year's event. It's easier than you think. It is not as steep as you think, and the steep bits are not very long and the hills themselves are not very long. The scenery is amazing. Everybody's so friendly on the way around. Loads of great checkpoints, loads of food. You don't have to hardly carry any food. You just go in the checkpoint, fill up your little plastic bag and head on out eating it, as per Tim Piggott's advice. I really recommend it. And if anybody is going to do it next year, there's all that really useful training advice from Tim Piggott in that playlist that we've got as well. I will try and remember to link to that in the film description below. So we are going to do some shout outs first of all. Yes, I see. I hear Kurt is asking about the hat. Yes, I did wear the hat most of the way round. I would say that I probably didn't wear the hat for about the last sort of maybe 5 miles, because the wind kept taking it and it was trying to garrote me. I had to keep readjusting this little button here. If I'd have realised, I would have put something more substantial here, because it just kept blowing off in the wind. But the thing under my neck kept loosening, so I kept having to tighten it around the neck again. But I did wear the hat for most of the way around, which was really good. I enjoyed wearing the hat. I didn't need to wear sunglasses because the hat was absolutely fantastic. Highly recommend wearing a cowboy hat on all your ultra runs. So Peter is here and he is keen to get started. He says, is the stream live yet? John says, no, it's not live yet. I know. It's me, guys. I'm not going to be on time, am I? Always 2 minutes late for everything. I couldn't find... I've moved my office around. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel and not the podcast version, you will see that I've moved my office around. I don't know if anybody remembers, but at the start of the year, and since really the start of the year, I've been having some problems with migraines. So I've decided, you see the window behind me? That used to be next to my left eye, and I keep getting migraines in my left eye. So I didn't know whether it was the window, so I have moved it around. So you can now see my board of my to-do list behind. I'd better make sure that I actually do those things now. And you can see a little bit of my, that's what you used to see, like my bookshelf and stuff where I keep all my gear and things. So yeah, so the map is sadly over there now, so you can't see it. I think I might have another move around. I mean, it might just be that I have to sort of set up a little bit of a filming area over there or something. I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, that's my excuse for being late this morning, is that I couldn't find my microphones because I put them somewhere. Tadeusz is here as well. Hi, Tadeusz. Phil's here. Hi, Phil. Well done on the Lakeland 35. You did the Lakeland 35. Well done. Tadeusz says hi. Kurt's here from the USA. He says hi. Peter has noticed that I have got a cowboy hat on, so he says, cowgirl Claire. John thinks it suits me. Why, yes. Yeehaw. That's what I have to say to that. Lisa Mason says hello. Hi, Lisa. And Kurt Steve just said, did you wear the hat for me? No, it was a Western theme. That's why I wore the hat. Jamin is at his desk for once. Hi, Jamin. Nice of you to pop in on the live broadcast. Phil says always next year for him as well. Yeah, you can do it next year, Phil, definitely. And Abrazia says, well done. Me and my daughter did the 50 also, and can confirm that I wore the hat. Yes, I did wear the hat. Lovely to see you out on the course. And Leon's back as well. Leon has joined us back as a patron, so congratulations to him for getting back into the gang. So let's just do a couple more shout outs, because we've got a new patron joining us this month. We've got Leon, who I've just mentioned, he is back. And we've got Rachel Harold as well, who is joining us as a patron. So thank you so much, Rachel, for supporting. This competition is for patrons. So if you are a patron, you might win something today. But if you are not, get signed up so that you can win something. Also, if you are a certain level of patron, you have a look on Patreon. It's patreon.com/wildgingerrunning if you want to have a look. You get a buff. If you're a certain level of patron, you get a buff after 3 months. So buffs will be on their way this month to Stephen Hopkins, Thierry in Iceland, and Maria Knutsson in Sweden. A very eclectic mix of, global mix today of people that are getting a buff. They have been patrons for 3 months. So thank you very much for your support. Also, just want to do a little shout out, get well soon, to Peter DB, who I think is listening live. He has tendonitis in the knee from sleeping. I don't know how he's done that, but he's got that, so hope he recovers soon. And also to Tadeusz as well. Hope you're feeling a bit better, Tadeusz. He's been unwell lately, so hope those antibiotics have kicked in now, and get well soon to you. And then a couple of shout outs. Some people have been posting stuff in the Facebook group. I didn't have time to do an extensive report of this time, but Christian Poulton has done a 50k around Reading, and Alex Knight is having a wonderful time running in the Swiss mountains, which looks absolutely beautiful. Get into the Facebook group, get into the Facebook page and have a look, because her running does look amazing around the Swiss mountains. I'm very, very, very jealous. Holiday ideas, send them all to me. If you're away this summer, send me your holiday pictures so that I can live vicariously through you. We are not going anywhere for several years because we have a toddler. Right, let's see what's in the competition. Oh, Tony's here. Hi, Tony. Hello. How are you doing? Hope you're doing well. Right, so let's find out what is on offer in the July competition. A little bit late because I was away, as you know, yee-haw, at the Lakeland 50. Usually draw it at the end of the month, but just needed a couple more days to recover. So what is in the competition? We've got some goodies from 18 Noir Ultra, the delicious chocolate that I really, really love. Where is the chocolate? We don't need that. Where's all the... Oh, here we go. Right. It's just right down the bottom. I had to scroll down. So, 18 Noir Ultra. We've got some goodies there. Oh, no. I think it's a different picture than that one. There we go. Right. So Carol from 18 Noir Ultra is just going to send a selection of goodies. I'm not sure what she's going to send, so the picture might not be totally accurate to what's in the competition, but she is going to send you a load of stuff, whoever wins this. Then we've got some Bridgedale socks as well. So Bridgedale socks are worth £50. Excellent. So there'll be five pairs of those, I think. Then we have the Lakeland Trails Race Place. I love the Lakeland Trails. They are where I started my trail running. Let's just put a picture up of people looking super happy doing the Lakeland Trails races. There they are. And then we'll have the logo up there as well. Ooh, it's butting into my head now. All these, if you're listening on the podcast, by the way, and you never watch it on YouTube, basically what I'm doing now is putting pictures of all of the prizes up on the screen, and they sort of eventually cover my entire body, and my face is just poking out. So that's what makes the cover picture, the thumbnail picture for the YouTube channel. So that's what I'm doing right now. So you might want to watch it on YouTube sometime. The link will be in the podcast show notes. Then from Ultimate Performance, we have a hot and cold wrap. This looks super fantastic for recovering after running. So we've got, it's sort of how to describe it? It's like pouches that Velcro around any part of your body, like your back, your legs. You could even put it around your arm. And it's got these packs that come with it that you can either heat up in the microwave or possibly in a pad of water. Not sure how you do that. Always follow the instructions. And there's a cold pack as well, so you can put that in the freezer and then you can put it anywhere you like on your body and recover. There's also some cold gels and freeze spray to go with that. And that whole bundle is worth £82. So thanks very much to them for that, Ultimate Performance. Then a really amazing prize, we have a pair of headphones. We've got a pair of these headphones that I'm testing from Clear. They're called the Clear Arc 2 Sport and they're worth £200. How is that for a jammy present, a jammy gift for you guys? I'm super excited about snaffling that one. I'm testing these at the moment and they're not bone phones, so they don't conduct the sound waves through your bones, but they're just headphones that sort of aren't inside your ear, like the ones that I'm wearing now. They're not buds. They hook over your ear and they sort of like just direct the sound into your ear, so you can still hear a bit of what's going on around you. So it's better for running than just like sticking these in your ear. Anyway, I'm going to be doing a review of those soon, so stay tuned to Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel. Then the final prize that we have this month is Steve Chilton's audiobook, Voices from the Hills. So this is all about women fell running. And did you know, not that long ago, women weren't allowed to do such things as fell running, which just seems barmy to me, doesn't it? Absolutely ridiculous. And this is Steve's set of interviews with all of the women who pioneered their way into fell running. So, absolutely fantastic. People are going to win these things. I'm so tired. Fiddly didn't go to sleep till 9 p.m. and then he woke up three times in the night and then he woke up at 5:30 this morning. So yeah, it hasn't been the best of nights. Anyway, let's read out some more stuff because everybody's been writing some nice things. Severine is here. She says she's here. What she missed? You haven't missed much, Severine. I've just been blathering on about the Lakeland 50. Peter said he's managed 25 minutes on the bike. Oh, I hope you get better soon, Peter. Yep, lots of ice. Keep icing it. Rob says well done on the 50. 100 next year. Good luck, everyone. Well, as I was going down that final hill into Coniston, I just thought, I don't know if I'd want to do this final hill having already done 100 miles. Having done 50, it was hard enough, you know, painful on the joints and things. I forgot to take my Qurans. What an idiot. So yeah, it was more painful than it needed to be. So I'm just not sure if I want to do the 100. I'm going to do some more 50s and some more 100Ks this year and early next year. And then I'll think about it. I think I just need a bit more practice because I didn't get blisters for the 50, which was absolutely brilliant. But I was foot sore. And I suppose if I'd have been doing 100 miles, I probably would have changed my socks and I would have got all the grit out of my shoes. But you know, if you've only got a few miles left, you're like, oh, I can just put up with that. So it may have been more painful than it needed to be. But yeah, I'm just not sure about the 100. It's a big step up. It's a big step up because, I mean, the 50, you're kind of busting into the night. I finished at 2 a.m, but that's not really running through the night, is it? It's just getting a bit dark and anyone can stay up partying till 2 a.m, can't they? The 100, you start at 6 p.m. on the Friday and you go through that night, definitely. And then if you're still going by the next night, you're going through that night as well. So I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Anyway, in the film, I videoed myself saying, do not do the 100. So if I do end up doing the 100, then it's my own fault. Right, Rich is here. He's about to go out on the Pembrokeshire coast. Amazing. Cool. Have a brilliant time, Rich. And Tony says he loved the camper drive camper van so much he's just bought a VW camper. Oh my goodness. Wow, Tony, that's awesome. I'm so jealous of you. I love a camper van. I must live vicariously through you as well now on your camper van adventures. So yeah, I want to see lots more of those on your YouTube channel, please. Tony won the camper tribe hire of the camper van back in February's competition. So, and he made a lovely film of it as well. So do search that. That's on his YouTube channel. Peter wants to win the headphones. He could always do with another pair. He's always losing them. Yeah, I know. You could lose these ones, couldn't you? Severin said, she's replying to people. And Kurt says, some of the toughest ultra runners he knows are women. Of course they are. Courtney DeWalter just smashed the record at Western States, smashed the record at Hard Rock, and now she's just informed everybody she is doing the UTMB. What a legend. They're calling her the GOAT, greatest of all time. Kurt coaches a bunch of ladies and he would put them up against anyone. One just qualified for Boston, is running 100 miler in August, 250 next year. Wow, that's amazing. You coach some really cool people. Tadeusz says he is getting better, but he still is a bit lingering, keep trying to run and getting tired again. I would say, Tadeusz, I would say take a week off running. Do you know what Tim said? Tim said he tells his clients, once they feel better, like actually completely better, don't even try and run until you feel better. He says then run tomorrow, okay? So you need to stop running today because you will get this linger. It will linger if you keep running, okay? So just walking for you and yoga, no running. That's my prescription to you. Yep, and Tony says best prime ever. And Kurt Steed says, can you imagine telling Jasmine Paris or Courtney DeWalter they couldn't do something? I know, they would do it straight away, wouldn't they? Cool, okay, right, let's find out who's won these prizes. And then after that, we have the August prizes, which are just as good as these prizes. So if you haven't won this time, do not fear. There will be another time for you. You may win next month. So keep on being a patron, subscribe, or sign up to me on Patreon because you may win one of these prizes. And also, it's just nice to support the channel, isn't it? You know, it's just a nice thing to do. right, the 80.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
18 Noir Ultra pack of randomly assorted chocolates is going to go to... Oh, can I make it make the noise? I don't know if you can hear that. If I take my headphones out... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's going, it's doing the thing. It is Andrew Knox. Andrew Knox, you have won the chocolate. It will be winging its way to you shortly. Congratulations. Let's go to the Bridgedale socks now. The Bridgedale socks, there's a picture of some purple socks here. They may not be purple. They may be whatever colour that the your size and your sex, gender, I forget what we're supposed to say these days. They may not be purple. So who has won these? Let's make it, it goes ba-da-ding for anybody who's wondering what I'm doing here. okay, so it's Stephen Mackey. Stephen, you have won the socks. I hope you enjoy wearing 5 pairs of Bridgedale socks until they wear out, which will be forever, basically, because they're so good. Now, the Lakeland Trails place. Oh, no one's hearing the noise. Okay, I'll just make the noise. Doop-a-doo. I think that you hear the noise when I take my headphones out, but I'm scared to take my headphones out in case that's bad for the sound. So I'm just going to keep them in and just go doop-a-doo. I hope that's okay. Okay, the Lakeland Trails place has gone to... It's going to be David Thompson. So this is fantastic. You've got £52 worth of voucher to splurge on whatever Lakeland Trails race you like, apart from the really, really long ones. And who wants to do all those anyway? It's madness. So yes, you can choose one any time of the year, David. It's in the Lake District, so you've got to get yourself up there. But you have a free race place to any of their races this coming year. So I will hook you up with the person who sorts that out. Right, now for the ultimate performance hot and cold wrap with the cold gels and the freeze spray to go with it and the cold packs and the hot packs to go with it. Let's see who's won that. Boo-doo-doo. Okay, it's coming up as Maeve O'Reilly. You've won, Maeve. Congratulations. Whoop, whoop. Excellent. And now we have the Clear Arc 2 Sports worth £200. Now, who is going to win these? Because this is clearly the biggest value prize that we have. £200 is loads, isn't it? Well, apart from the camper van, well, that was more. So who's going to win these? Boop-a-doop. Here we go. It's coming up. It's going to be Brad Rush. Brad has been a patron for ages. So this is fantastic. This is a wonderful reward for your loyal patronage, Brad. Brad, you are winning those sport headphones. So they will be on their way to you. And if they don't want to post to America, I will have them here and I will post them personally to you. Some brands are funny about posting to America, but you know, you can't leave out our American patrons. They are some of my best patrons over from America. So thank you guys from over the pond. Right, now for the last prize in the July competition is Steve Chilton's audiobook, Voices from the Hills, is worth £20. Who is going to win this? Bada-bim. Oh, somebody's put David Thompson. Is that me or another David Thompson? Oh, David Thompson's listening live. Yay. Okay, hang on. We'll just do the winner of this one and then I'll chat again. Okay, so Steve Chilton's audiobook worth £20 is going to John Gardner, another overseas person. Actually, John Gardner is my first ever patron. So thank you, John, for your loyal patronage. It's fantastic to have you on board still. And it's really nice of you to carry on supporting the channel. And you have won this book. I hope you enjoy it. David Thompson. I think there's only one David Thompson as a patron. I know that we did have two people of the same name at some point, but I don't think it was David Thompson. So I think it's you, David. I will double check. And if you get an email or something in the post shortly from me, then you have won it. It will be an email because you've won. What have you won? You've won the Lakeland Trails race pace. So yes, you'll be getting an email from me shortly. So if that's you, you'll be getting an email. Cool. Kurt is over in the USA as well. And he says, woohoo, other USA folks. Ha ha. Phil says, well done to the winners. And Severin says, Bridgedale are great. Was thinking of trying the Seedass too. How do you find them? And the insole. The Seedass socks. I really like the Seedass socks, which is a shame because they're very expensive, unfortunately. Bridgedale are slightly cheaper. And they are also excellent as well. So I've used Bridgedale a lot. The reason that I used CDAS on the Lakeland 50 was because they sponsored the film. And I was already wearing the insoles as well. So this is why I asked them to sponsor the film, because I thought, oh, this would be good to wear. So they're sponsoring the film, so that's why I wore them. But if they weren't sponsoring the film, I would have equally have worn Bridgedale socks as well, because they are absolutely brilliant. I'm wearing a pair of CDASs right now, in fact, because they've sent me loads, so they're like currently in my sock drawer. Here they are, my CDAS socks. You can see the little foot logo there. These are the double layer socks, and I just find them really comfy. The two bits of sock, because they're double layer, they slide around each other rather than your foot kind of sliding around. They've also got this really genius light blue band here. There's a band that goes all the way around like the middle arch of the foot, just under the heel, and that is made of grippy silicone, and it keeps the sock in place, and it also grips on the insole as well, so it means your foot doesn't slide around in the shoe. And I just think that's a really, really good idea. So I found them really good. I found the insoles really good. I don't really use insoles for like arch support or anything like that. I don't really believe in arch support, but they just fill the shoe up a little bit for me because I've got low volume feet. They also put a bit more padding in than the original insole, and they're also less slippy than the original insole, I found. So I found that they worked really well for me. They also kind of, they stiffen up the shoe a little bit compared to the old insole, because the old insole doesn't really give any support whatsoever. So it sort of kind of pings you forward, I found as well. So I just found that they were comfy. I'd give them a go. And they're also good for just walking shoes as well. You know, like shoes that you generally wear. You know, if you get fashion shoes and they're not very padded and things like that, and they're not very supportive, I find them good for that as well. So they're useful for all things. And you can take them out of your running shoes and use them in your fashion shoes as well. So if you don't get them too muddy, then you don't have to buy many of them. John is from Michigan. I don't know where John is from. I'm sure Conrad was from Michigan, I think. David Thompson is very excited. He's put a face with stars on his eyes. Severin thinks her foot slips a bit downhill in the new shoes. So yes, the CDAS socks with that grippy silicone and combining that with an insole might just fill up the shoe a teeny bit more so that you're not slipping around in it, and it might grip better as well. So yeah, and then pull the laces in super tight as well. So yeah, that might work for you, Severin. Yes, but you might have to remortgage the house because they do cost quite a lot of money. I think the insoles are like 40 quid or something, or 35 quid or something like that. And the socks are about £20, something like that. So yes, quite a lot of money, but not as much as a new shoe, it has to be said. So if the shoes are a little bit ill-fitting, using a different pair of socks and using an insole can make the world of difference. Okay. Oh, and don't forget, with the chocolate, we do have 20% off 18 Noir Ultra at the moment as well. I'll put the links in the film description below and the podcast show notes as well. So you just click on that and you can get 20% off. It's super yummy chocolate. Dark chocolate, if you like dark chocolate. It is the best. And also, I think the 15% code for the Chia Charge might still be working. I'm not sure. I saw Tim at the Lakeland 50, so I will ask him if that code's still working. I'll put it in anyway, and you can try it and see if you can get 15% off Cheer Charge still, even though they're not doing any competition with us anymore. Okay, right. Let's do the August competition. Let's see what's up for grabs in August. So if you're not a patron, you can see if you might want to become a patron so that you might stand a chance of winning some of this stuff. Or you can see... or if you are a patron, you can keep your fingers and toes and everything crossed to that you'll win a prize in the August competition, which is, I'll be drawing that in about a month's time. Okay, so the first prize that we have is, let's just delete that there, is the Lakeland Trails again. So I love these events. They were the first trails that I ever did, the first trail runs that I did. So they do hold a very special place in my heart. And I do need to get back and do one of these events quite soon, because I think they're really, really wonderful. They're really wonderfully organised. There's like a drumming band to start. There's a big field full of like bouncy castles for the kids and stuff. It's really family friendly, very, very nice race. And it's beautiful Lake District scenery as well. Whatever the weather, it always looks darn beautiful. Yeah. Right, then, so that's the Lakeland Trails race place, worth up to £52. Then, I have been nagging Morton for ages, because don't we just love a bit of Morton stuff? They stopped doing their regular prize with us. Dang. So I have managed to trick, bully and persuade them into giving us some gels. The picture that I'm putting up here is the Gel 100 because I can't actually find a picture online of the new gel that they have got coming out on the 18th of this month. Yes, 18th of August, the new Morton gel is out. It's called the 160. Basically, it's like the 100 but bigger. So I used two on my Lakeland 50 and they're just delicious. They're kind of like a jelly substance rather than that horrible goopy sweet stuff that usually is what gels are. So I really recommend them. It's basically like a blended up jelly baby, but less harsh on your stomach. And they just taste not of nothing, but just not really, really sweet. So I just really recommend them. Sadly, everything that I seem to be recommending at the moment is really expensive. Maybe there's a reason for it. I've managed to bamboozle Morton into giving us £65 worth of new Morton gels, the 160 gel out in the 18th of August. So that's two boxes of gels for some lucky winner. Okay, and now another pair of earbuds. So I am also testing these at the moment as well. I've really got to crack on with some reviews now that I've done the Lakeland 50. I'm getting behind. So these are called the Olladance earbuds and they are worth £130. So I've been testing these alongside those clear ones that Brad has just won. So you'll be able to find out more about them soon and you'll be able to win a pair at the end of this month. So then, I've been testing some Voom stuff as well lately. Which has been interesting. This is basically a bit like a fruity Kendall mint cake. And there's also recovery sachets and electrolyte sachets as well. So what we're going to win here is £120 worth of Voom products. It's nutrition products. So there'll be a mixed box of Pocket Rockets, which are the Kendall mint cake type energy bar things. There's basically pure sugar that you could take with you on your runs. There's a mixed box of power bars. There's 10 fusion fuel sachets, 10 hydrate sachets, and 3 rapid recovery sachets, and a Voom water bottle and shaker. So a really, really great prize from Voom there. And that will be a fantastic thing for somebody to win. And then finally, we have got... Oh my goodness, Severin, you are in luck. We have got some CDAS socks. So if you want to win a pair of CDAS socks, you definitely have to sign up to Patreon because we have them here for you to win. And there's some insoles as well. It would be so good if Severin was to win these things. Hold off buying them for another month, Severin, because you might win them in the competition. You never know what's going to happen. That would be a massive coincidence. So what you're going to win from CDAS is not necessarily what you see in the picture, because I just got the picture off the internet. I just Googled CDAS socks and insoles because I wanted a picture of it all in one. But what you're actually going to win is two pairs of Trail Protect socks. One cedar wood dryer bag, which you put into your shoe to make them dry, and... two small bottles of anti-friction cream and two recovery cryo gels. Ah, so you're not actually going to win some insoles. Okay, well, I might have to get back to them because it would be weird to win a CDAS prize and it not be insoles. Okay, so I think I'm going to ask them to, instead of two pairs of socks, win a pair of insoles as well. Or whoever wins can decide. Let's just do it that way. Okay. Severin's ears have perked up. Okay, I need to win those, she says. Yep, you need to win those. Cool, so these are the prizes on offer for August. So sign up to me on Patreon if you would like a chance to win. If you don't sign up on Patreon, then you definitely won't win. So even if you just sign up for 1 month, then you know you haven't lost anything, have you? Also, patrons get access to the Facebook group, which is super nice and super friendly, and everybody is massively into running in there and motivates everybody. And you get to be in the Strava group as well. We've got a little Strava group, and there's exclusive films like for my Lakeland 50 film, I'll basically edit the film and it'll be really, really long to start with before I cut it down into like a 10, 15 minute one for actual proper YouTube. You will get to see that behind the scenes footage of like everything, you know, like everything that I'm going to take out of the film, all my random wafflings, you know, I just cut out half of what I say basically. So you'll be able to see that. So you see all the, you know, the films that no one else sees, and you just get like access to me and Tim, the coach. If you've got any training questions, you can just fire away and we will prioritize those questions. And if you've got any questions to all the people that I interview on, you know, like a weekly, fortnightly basis, then you will get priority answerings of your questions. I never really know how to phrase that. Priority, your questions will take priority, basically. We pay attention to you, you patrons. Yep, fantastic. So, yeah, that's it. That's all the competition stuff today. Hope you sign up on Patreon. It'd be fantastic to have you as part of the gang. If you are already a patron, thank you so much for supporting me on Patreon. I know it's tough right now. The cost of living's gone up. Bills have gone up. Everybody's feeling the pinch. So yeah, if you do have anything spare for Patreon, then there's just thank you. That's very, very generous of you, especially at this time. So yeah, just want to acknowledge everybody's loyalty and support. So thank you guys. Cool. Let me know also in the comments below if what you think of the new office layout. It's not very inspiring, is it? Just that window behind. I think I'm going to, yeah, I need to rethink really, don't I? I need to work out where, maybe I can put my computer this side and then it can face that way and I can put some things over there, you know, like what shoes I'm testing at the moment, medals, things like that. Anyway, I'll have a think. If you've got any ideas, let me know. Right, I'm going to go now and crack on with some reviews because I've got so much stuff outstanding. All I could really think of for the last few months has been the Lakeland 50. Now that I've done that, really pleased with that race, I can crack on now with some reviews. I'm not sure what race to do next. If you've got any ideas, let me know. I'm looking for something maybe in October. I'm looking for 100Ks. So if you've got any 100K suggestions, October, November kind of time, then let me know. Okay, right, over and out. I'm going now. So I'll see you all very soon. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.